Hey, Jay, Doug Peterson says he expects Josh Norman to shadow Alshon Jeffrey. Is that the plan?
No, I have no idea. We haven't decided yet.
Speaking of Alshon...
What kind of threat does Alshon pose?
Well, Alshon's been a productive receiver for a while since he's been in the league. We played him against Chicago last year, and he had some big plays against us. We know what kind of threat he is. He can, you know, the good thing about Alshon is he's got the speed to beat you vertically, but he's got the strength to catch all the intermediate stuff and run after the catch. So he's one of those all-around receivers that you have to be aware of where he is all the time.
Hey, Jay, it's been 5 straight wins over the Eagles now. What's been so good for you guys in that matchup?
Well, we've made plays in crucial situations. You know, I think all our games have come down to the wire. You know, all 6 of them since I've been here, they're all close games. If it's a play here, a play there, turnover here, special teams play here. So we know that this is going to be that type of season for us in general, not just against the Eagles, but against the NFC East and against all our opponents. It's going to come down to crucial situations, third downs, red zone, 2-minute. All those are going to become very important for us. So the Eagles are a great team. They've gotten a lot better. We feel like we've gotten better, so it's going to be a great matchup. But it's going to come down to the critical situational-type football plays.
Jay, what did you see out of Carson Wentz down the stretch last year as you look at his tape, and how much different of a quarterback do you expect him to be Sunday compared to when you guys played him last year?
I think any time you're in the same system for more than a year, I mean, as a rookie, you know, you get everything thrown at you. You know, and from a mental standpoint, you're swimming a little bit, but, it starts to all sink in, and it becomes a lot more natural for you where you can play the position with ease. And I think that starts to happen in year 2 and year 3, and then the more he plays, the more comfortable he's going to get. But I think from a comfort level, I'm sure he's a lot more comfortable, which makes a difference. Now we can go out and play.
Jay, is Spencer Long, is he going to practice in the team stuff, and do you expect he's going to be able to play the whole game Sunday?
Yeah, we're going through that right now. We'll see what happens on today after today's practice and tomorrow. But that'll probably be a later in a week decision.
Jay, you've lost Garcon and Deshaun. You've gained Pryor. How has that changed your offense, if at all?
Yeah, we'll see. I think, those two are great receivers. They had both over 1,000 yards. Deshaun has big playability, and obviously Pierre's dependability were very good for us. But we're hoping that with the addition of Josh Doctson from injury last year and Terrell Pryor and Jameson Crowder getting more and more reps and Ryan Grant coming into his own a little bit in year 4, I think we feel pretty good. But really, you know, a lot of our offense revolves around, 86, our tight end anyway. So it's a great matchup. It always is when he gets on the field with Malcolm Jenkins. Malcolm does one of the better jobs against him than anybody, so we'll have to wait and see how that goes. But we feel good about the weapons we have now as opposed to last year.
One of the things that helped out with Jordan Reed and Crowder underneath was Deshaun's ability to stretch the field. Do you feel that Terrell Pryor could settle into that role?
Yeah, I mean, he runs a 4.3, 6'5", so, you know, I think he can stretch the field. You know, it's just a matter of him getting in the system, becoming comfortable with Kirk. You know, we're still in the process. I'm sure Carson is too, a little bit with Alshon Jeffrey. They're different type receivers, these big receivers with the long strides. They're running a lot faster than it looks, so it just takes a little bit of time for us to get used to one another. So we're going through that right now, but he definitely can stretch the field. I know Jameson can stretch the field too, and we got guys that can do that. Josh can run a little bit. Even if Josh is running side by side with somebody, he's got a 48-inch vertical or 42-inch vertical, and he can jump up and make plays down the field. So we're okay there.
Last year you guys didn't have to face Lane Johnson in either game. How much of a factor do you think that is going into your game Sunday with him being back on the offensive line?
Well, it's a factor. He's a great player, no doubt about it. You know, we played 4 games without Trent. You know, fortunately we have Ty Ensicki as our backup, but, I think it just depends on who your backup guys are. But we know Lane's a great player, and your offensive line, your left tackle is obviously a critical point, and now you don't have to really probably have to chip and do all that stuff you need to do to help your tackle out. He's good in the run game. He's good in the pass game. So he's a major impact for him on the offensive line.
Jay, last year you guys were near the bottom in run percentage, except against these guys. It's pretty much 50-50 run pass in the 2 games against them. Was that just the way circumstances developed, or, I mean, what was behind that?
I think every game plan we have, we like to try to be 50-50. That's the goal. It would be great, but sometimes you get behind a little bit, and some teams are stacking the box and making it impossible to run, and that might be the case this week against Philly. They might, you know, load up the box and say, hey, please throw it, and we might have to throw it, otherwise we won't get a yard. So a lot of it's game-dependent. A lot of it is situational-dependent, score-dependent. So, but ideally, that's the way we're at our best, is when we can have great balance.